In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This evening I have chosen to share with you a couple of verses from our epistle reading this evening, from Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, not powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So far our text. Well, my dear fellow redeemed in Christ our Lord, we are gathered here this evening. We are gathered here to pray, to sing, and to ask God's help through our Lord Jesus Christ. And most importantly, to receive from our Lord his message and words of comfort, certainty, and also of hope. We do these things, my dear friends, because we, as we do each and every time we gather here in this place, it is appropriate to sing and to pray and to ask and to receive comfort from our Lord. And tonight, it is certainly no different. We gather here this Tuesday night on the eve of a new year, a year that, if anything like the one that we are leaving behind, promises perhaps to cause even more worry, more concern, more fear than has already come upon our nation and its people in this past year. We know that the past year was certainly filled with all kinds of uncertainty and fear. We had more terror attacks. There were more natural disasters that occurred, more senseless crimes, even in the past 2 days at a church in Texas, deaths of loved ones and friends, and also a political climate that caused folks of on all sides to think and act in ways that we probably have hardly ever seen before. And rather than admit it or not, all these things and more continue to gnaw away, probably, at each of us to some degree or another. Which brings us again to why we have gathered here this evening. There's only one source from which comes certain and perfect ability to deal with all of this. And that source, of course, is God's Word and the peace that only He can give through His Son, Jesus Christ, who, as we know, is the living Word of God. The words of St. Paul, which were inspired by God from Romans, which we read earlier, could easily have been written today for the very life that we are living in the present. For these are words that we can see the fears of the people that were being addressed by St. Paul during their time. Many of God's people to whom Paul was writing this letter had concerns also for their lives. They were concerned about tribulation. They were concerned about a condition of severe distress or misery. They were concerned about persecution for their faith. They worried about famines and starvation. They worried about not having enough clothes to wear. They were worried also about danger. They were worried about dying. And how is that any different than some of the things that we find ourselves worrying about also? And so there is one thing and only one thing to say to you this evening. It's the same thing that the church has been proclaiming for centuries, and specifically in the past 2,000 years. There is a God. There is only one God. And despite what some are saying, that God is still in control and is very powerful. This one and only God, who is known as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He created this world and He still cares for it, as He cares for each of us this day. He created us and He loves us. And that love is everlasting love, shared in His Son, Jesus Christ. God created us, and He is the only one who knows how best to lead us into this new year. He knows all of our fears. He knows all the depths of those fears, and he knows all of our anxieties. He knows all of our cares. He knows all of our wants, needs, and our desires. And he wants us to know tonight and every night in this coming new year that he has given us every reason not to fear. God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, he has sent his one and only Son for us, his Son Jesus Christ, into the world to save sinners and to give them the certainty of the forgiveness of their sins and eternal life in heaven with our Lord Jesus. And that, my dear friends, includes all of us who have gathered here this evening also. Jesus Christ came to earth to do this for us, to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. He came to live that perfect life that God required of us, and he lived it in our place and for us. We know that Christ suffered. He suffered both physical and he also suffered spiritual pains, which by reason of our sin we deserve to suffer. And he did it for us, and he did it for us in our place. He died the most cruel death, a death on a cross with spikes that were forced through his hands and his feet. And he did it for us and in our place. And more importantly, Jesus then rose. He rose from the dead for us and in our place so that by his death, he destroyed death and hell and even the grave. Our Lord Jesus Christ is God's one and only Son, the only name under heaven by which we must be saved. And he did this all simply because he loves each and every one of us and all people. He loves us to death and, more importantly, back to life again. Not because we deserve it, not because we have done anything to earn it, not even because of how nice we are and how many good works we have done. No, he loves us and he has suffered, died, and he has risen again for us. Why? Simply because he chose to love us and pay for our sins out of his great love and mercy. And those who by God-given faith believe in Jesus for forgiveness and salvation also have that certain promise of life and surety of life with Jesus, both here now, while we're here on earth, and there also into eternity. And that eternal death in Jesus Christ is something that cannot be taken away. That is life. That life is something that not even death can take away for all those who are truly his. And there is nothing in all this world, not a bad economy, not wars, not terrorist attacks, not sickness, not disease, not fear, not even death that can ever come between us and God's love for us in our Lord Jesus. Would like you to listen again to the inspired words of St. Paul, to those who were worried and they were trembling about the same things that we are. And I'm sharing again with you from the Message. Those in my Bible class are familiar with that. It is the contemporary presentation and contemporary language of the Bible. And it goes like this. So what do you think? With God on our side like this, how can we lose? If God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his own Son, is there anything else he wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? And who would dare tangle with God by messing with one of his chosen? Who would even point a finger? The one who died for us, who was raised to life for us, is in the presence of God at this very moment, sticking up for us. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There is no way. Not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying threats, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in Scripture. They kill us in cold blood because they hate you. We're sitting ducks. They pick us off one by one. None of this fazes us because Jesus loves us. I am absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. My dear friends, this evening, these are words also for us, just as Christ's life, death, and resurrection are also for us. And so we can be comforted this evening, no matter what our concerns are tonight. Know that our God has loved us with an everlasting love in Christ, and there is nothing, and I will repeat it again, there is nothing that can separate us from His love. Christ is our peace. Christ is our rock. He is our deliverer, even in the face of fear, death, and destruction. And that will never change. In just a few minutes from now, we will receive His love for us in the most intimate way, in His own body and blood that was given and shed for us for the forgiveness of all of our sins. And here is God's love for us, most poignantly demonstrated in Christ. And in closing this evening, I would say to you, let the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. And now, Lord Jesus, though you are exalted at the Father's right hand, you still hold us. Keep us in your love tonight, into the new year, and always. In His most precious holy name, God's people would say, Amen.